Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurleyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think if you stay 6 feet apart with masks, you can do whatever it is that you need to do, whether you're going to CVS, whether you're going to Starbucks, or whether you're voting. I don't see any reason not to do that.
And the CDC is very well aware that data are accumulating, making it look more like 3 feet are okay.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
He's not telling you this because he's a mean man. He's telling you lies because he feels sorry for you, because you don't understand and Americans aren't smart enough to make informed decisions.
How do you think me live this long? And me so smart from knowledge? Me no like brains?
Dr. Fauci sort of reminds me of every bad weatherman. Frequently wrong, but never in doubt.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We're having technical difficulties today, so if you normally see me on YouTube, I'm out of the studio. I'm broadcasting elsewhere. We should be back to normal tomorrow, but I apologize for any technical difficulties, but we've still got a packed show here planned. And our next guest is Tom Homan. He's the former acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. And we wanted to talk to him about what's going on at the border. Biden refuses to go to the border. He says there's no problemo. Many Republican members of Congress are down there today trying to draw attention to the horrible crisis that's going on down there. Tom Homan, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So the president says it's not a crisis, but he's got FEMA down there. And last time I checked, the second letter of FEMA stands for emergency. So it is a crisis, is it not?
Of course it's a crisis. And, you know, their actions speak louder than words. First of all, they should be embarrassed that they can't admit it's a crisis, but they don't want to admit it's a crisis because they created this. They didn't come out of nowhere. This wasn't a surprise. The promises he made during his election, during his campaign, he knew it was going to cause a surge. He's been around a surge before when he's vice president. He knows what causes it. He knows how to stop it, but he's doing neither. He doesn't want to stop it. This is about open borders agenda. You know, Joe Biden sold his country out to get elected to the progressive left. It was open borders agenda. I mean, during when he was vice president, how did we stop that family surge? We built detention facilities. We held people. ICE removed people when they got order removed. We took away the enticements. What are they doing? They're not detaining them. They turned detention centers into welcoming centers, releasing them within 3 days. ICE has already been, they lost 90% of their authority. They're not removing people. And they're adding enticements, not taking them away. So when you take away the public charge rule, you promise amnesty and DACA, that's going to bring more people. So it is a crisis in FEMA. You look at their mission statement, they respond and prepare for disasters and crisis. So, you know, they can hide all they want. The American people can do the math.
Why don't you explain the public charge rule? Because we never hear about the fact that all these people are going on welfare as soon as they get here. Can you lay that out for us?
Yeah, you know, President Trump, he wanted to make sure that people came to this country with a visa or try to immigrate this country, that they had the ability to be self-sufficient, that we don't expect them to come to this country and immigrate. You shouldn't have to go on food stamps. You shouldn't have to go on government assistance programs. And that was a good rule. I mean, you know, we're a great country, but we can't take care of the whole world. And what did Joe Biden do? He undid that. He undid that. You know, President Trump wanted immigration based on merit. And he took away the lottery. We don't know what we get from the lottery. What Joe Biden do? He changed that around. Now we're back on the lottery. He has did the complete opposite of what President Trump did. And it's a shame because President Trump gave us the most secure border in my lifetime. He had great success. And what Joe Biden did in the first 2 weeks is tore down every tool that President Trump created, like the agreements with Central America and Mexico. Even if you didn't want to use them, why would you take that tool off the table? It's so it's, you know, again, they hate Trump more than they love their country. And it's a tough statement to make, but I got to believe so. When you don't have a secure border, when you can't secure the homeland, then there's a problem. So, again, their hatred for Trump took over everything.
We're talking to Tom Homansen, former acting ICE director under Donald Trump. Talk about the diversity lottery tool. It's also known as the terrorist lottery, is it not?
Well, right. You know, some of that is accurate, but now that you mention that, you know, what Joe Biden also do? He took away they call it the Muslim ban. It's not the Muslim ban. It's not based on any race or religion. It's based on U.S. intelligence agencies, information from certain countries, most of them happen to be Muslim, who don't do proper vetting of people that they give their passports to. So the United States says, look, you gotta improve your screening. We want to make sure these guys aren't bad guys. They got no affiliation, no derogatory information in the DOD databases that they're anyway affiliated with any terrorist organizations. And these countries refuse to step up and do the proper vetting. So, you know, based on U.S. intelligence, you know what? No, this makes the United States vulnerable until you can make sure you give that person a passport and you know who he is and where he came from. And you know, we're going to not accept you coming in the country anymore. You know, this wasn't based on any race or religion. It was based on intelligence that they weren't vetting people properly. They didn't really know who they were. And Joe Biden undid that, which is it could be devastating to this country one of these days.
And, you know, I just played before the break, before you came on, I just played all the cuts from various members of the Biden administration. Some of them are saying that they're coming up here because of droughts. Others say they're coming up here because of hurricanes. Others say they're coming up here because of droughts and hurricanes. I mean, what does it tell you, Tom Homans, when they can't even keep their story straight about why these people are coming up here?
Look, again, you know, they're trying to run away from the truth. The bottom line is they're coming up here because of the promises Joe Biden made. In July of last year, July of 2020, I wrote an op-ed for Fox News. I said, if Joe Biden becomes president, we lose the border because you can't make promises like end ICE detention, end the Remain in Mexico program, offer amnesty, offer DACA, free health care. And if you know, in a moratorium on deportation, so if we send a message to the rest of the world, you can enter this country legally, you won't be detained, you won't be removed, and we'll give you free health care, and you qualify for amnesty. When you make those types of promises to the world, people are going to come. So they're coming here because of Joe Biden and his promises. You know, I've never seen anybody wearing a President Trump T-shirt trying to come across the border, but we all seen the images last week wearing Joe Biden T-shirts, let me in. The Border Patrol, I'm friends with a lot of them. I talk to them on a daily basis. These people are coming right up and say, Joe Biden promises we can come into the country. Joe Biden says, you know, now's the time. So, you know, and the cartels are playing off that message. You know, the criminal cartels, you know, they celebrated more than anybody about this election because they knew they were back in business. Joe Biden has not only given a green light to alien smuggling, he gave a green light to child trafficking. He gave a green light to sex trafficking. He gave a green light to drug trafficking. Let me explain why. Because when the Border Patrol is tied up with hundreds of thousands of families that's coming across that border, they've already said 50% of their workforce no longer online. That makes the border vulnerable. And the cartels control the border. So they'll send a group of 200 family units in one sector, tie up all the Border Patrol assets, and then move the opioids and the bad guys to a sector where the Border Patrol is not guarded because they're tied up with the family units. During the last family crisis, what happened? 62,000 Americans died from opioid overdoses. So the cartels manage that border. He's given them all the green light. They're making millions of dollars a day, putting Americans' lives at risk. And when the border is vulnerable, it's also vulnerable to terrorism. You know, if you want to come in this country and hurt us, you can't get a plane ticket anymore because all the database checks. You can't get a visa because the visa security program after 9/11. You're going to come in the same way 20 million others did across the southwest border when you know they're in the middle of a crisis and half the Border Patrol is no longer on the line.
They keep talking about these unaccompanied children, but we also read that the unaccompanied children average in age in the mid-teens. Is that true?
74% are between the ages of 15 and 17. And let me give you one more piece, a little data point. When I was ICE director, we did an gang operation in New York out of Long Island. We arrested just short of 500 gang members, most from MS-13. 42% of the gang members we arrested came into this country as a UAC, unaccompanied alien child.
Yeah. And it's not just in it's not just in Suffolk County, New York. It's also in places like Eastern Massachusetts, Everett, Chelsea, Revere. It's also down in Montgomery County, Maryland. It's all over these murders, and some of them really gruesome murders. And oftentimes they're other illegal aliens that they're killing by dismembering them. And these are the people that came in under Obama's plan. So who do we think's coming in this time, Tom Holman? President Trump got more Hispanic votes than any president since Richard Nixon, when he first ran for president.
Let me throw this at you, okay? So you got all these people coming in, you know, over the last, you know, 8-9 years, millions. And of course, now he's off for amnesty. So all, you know, hundreds of thousands of family members came across this country illegally, in the last 8 years. Hundreds of thousands have been ordered removed. Less than 3% left. What is their penalty for entering the country illegally and seeing a federal judge being ordered deported and not leaving? What's their penalty for ignoring a judge's order? They're going to get amnesty and buy an amnesty plan. Second of all, you know, what's the one of the first things he did when he got in office? He reversed Trump's decision on the census counting. Illegal aliens will now be counted. So the hundreds of thousands come in, will go to sanctuary city, they'll be counted, which means more seats in the House for the Democrats, which leads to our electoral college, which leads to political power forever. They don't have to vote to affect who represents Congress on the Hill. They just got to be counted in the census. And that's one of the first things Joe Biden did. This open borders is by design. It's about political power over the safety and security of the nation.
Well, listen, Tom Holman, we appreciate you being with us. Where can people go if they want to keep up with what you're doing now?
They can either go to TomHolmanSpeaks.com. I got a website there, and I also have my business website. It's HomelandStrategicConsulting.com. But I'm staying in the fight, even though I'm retired. I promise men and women of ICE and Border Patrol wouldn't leave the fight till the day I die. We're in a fight for our lives right now. So I appreciate what you do, Howie. We need to get the truth out there. I'm a one-man show, so shows like yours help educate the American people. So please keep it up.
Thank you. We'll have you on again, Tom, and we always appreciate hearing from you. Even though the news is grim, we need to stay informed. Thank you very much, Tom Holman. I don't know about you, but I feel these days like I'm always looking at a screen, now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or just in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for, by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. When I took those 3 bike rides yesterday, 18 miles. Didn't take that long because it's all flat, but it took a while, and I just was listening to my Raycons. It took about 2 hours, I would say. But, you know, Raycons has 6 hours of playtime, and it's just wonderful music. I was listening to classic rock, all my old favorite albums from the 70s to the early 1980s. It's just fantastic. It's just so nice. You don't bother anybody else. Nobody sees your goofy wires coming out of yours, because there aren't any goofy wires coming out of yours with Raycons. Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat resistant construction and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And the best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You hear me, Howie?
Yes, I can.
There's no
silencing
him.
There we go.
They've tried.
Back.
They're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Okay, we're back in the studio, so you can get me on YouTube, I guess, again. Or maybe I was always there. There was always an empty chair there, but I'm back in the chair. I'm waving to everybody. We'll see how long this lasts. 844-500.
Don't put the kibosh on it right away. Come on.
I'm just trying to deal with reality. That's all. Okay. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Okay. There again, you can see me on YouTube with my fingers crossed. Get clinically proven high blood pressure support with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews by visiting superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm holding them up now. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If Trump steps aside for 2024, who will be the next Trump? Governor Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump Jr., Tucker Carlson, or Ted Cruz?
I'm voting for Ron DeSantis.
So is just about everybody else. 77%
really?
Say Ron DeSantis, yes.
I'm surprised it's that heavy. I didn't think it would be quite that bad. You know, he said yesterday on one of these chat shows that, this is an ideological decision to wreck the borders and just import this underclass into the United States of America. I mean, it's just insanely bad news for Americans, whatever your color, race, gender, ethnicity. It's also bad news for legal aliens. It's bad news for everybody in the country, and they don't care because it means power for them, and they worship power. That's their god. 844-500-4242. And they just lie. And they just, I mean, again, the fact that they keep, that every one of them has a different reason, whether it's tornadoes, hurricanes, coffee rust, whatever the hell that is, or drought, in the words of Pelosi. I guess, and also Ambassador Roberta Jacobson. They all got a different reason because there are no reasons other than pure political power. And again, the fact that it's going to degrade life for the vast majority of Americans, that they have no concern about that, because we are expendable. They want a replacement population, a population they think is going to be more malleable. But I think they haven't studied history very well if they think that. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. So let's play. I just want to play a couple of these other sound cuts from Fauci before we move on. There was a story in the Herald over the weekend about there's a surge, quote unquote, in weddings plannings, because everybody like Grace didn't have a wedding last year that she planned. But, you know, he's just playing around with people, saying if there's a surge, we'll have to cancel all the weddings again. Now, again, they're letting in hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal aliens with no means of support, no English, no skills, and they're COVID positive, and they're putting them on buses and letting them go wherever the hell they want to go. This is the lockdowns last year were good news for the Democrats. So I think they would like more lockdowns. And the best way to seed the population is to just send these illegal aliens into the heartland. What other reason do they have to do it? Tell me another reason to do it other than that. We'll take some calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Remember in the 2016 campaign, there were these allegations. I think they were made by Marco Rubio about how Donald Trump had a preoccupation with his hands. And then Rubio added that if your hands are short, it means something else is short. It was just jive. I don't remember what it was. I hadn't thought about it until just this moment when I went to the website of the New York Post
and
I saw that.
Are the size of someone who's 5'2". And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them.
That's not what he really meant to say. You know what I mean? That was a kind of a jab needle. But anyway, the headline in the New York Post right now is Governor Cuomo has a, quote, preoccupation with his hand size, unquote. Charlotte Bennett tells investigators. She's the 25-year-old that he told she should put a tattoo on her rear end. And did she have a problem with having an affair with an older man? He's old enough to be her grandfather, by the way. a former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo told independent investigators about his alleged quote unquote preoccupation with his hand size and what that supposedly meant. Her lawyer said Monday, but Taylor, they don't tell us what the preoccupation supposedly meant.
Well, according to Marco Rubio, that means Cuomo can be trusted.
Oh, Katz, the lawyer, didn't elaborate on the matter. Oh, okay. That's too bad. Well, we can speculate to our heart's content. And I think we all know what the hand situation means. I don't know. I never worried about my hand size or any other size because you know what? What am I going to do about it? It's like when I had the thing when I worked for the local TV station and they told me we're going to have a consultation about your beard. Consultation about what? Well, yeah, I'm not going to have electrolysis to pull it out. Time took care of my beard. Now I have no beard. Now I don't have a 5 o'clock shadow problem. Just like my hair's changed color, my beard's changed color. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hello, how you? I want to ask you a question. Me and my wife, we came a long, long time in Guatemala. I was 19. My wife was 21 when we came here. But a lot of old people coming here, 55, 60, and collecting welfare,
right.
SSI, food stamp, housing. And the problem I have, one lady died, my neighbor, 102-year-old, 45-year collecting SSI, never put a nickel. A nickel. Yeah, I'm very pissed off. I'm very mad because he never put a nickel in. Me and my wife, we working for many, many years, for almost 33 years, for nothing, Harry Carr. I'm very sick about this.
Mr. Garcia, you know how it works, right? They come up, you get into the country, you get amnesty, and then you bring up your parents, and the parents are going to live with you for like 2 weeks. And then the parents say they've had a falling out with Mr. Garcia and they need a place to stay and they have nowhere to go back to in Guatemala. So they put them on, as you say, SSI and put them in a public housing project. That it's a big scam, isn't it?
And then the problem is he go back to the country, stay for 6 months, come back, and I find out already, SSI interview them every year, come back and go back for 6 months and go back to 6 months. I don't know what the hell going on.
How about the asylees? That's what's going on. That's the same thing going on. Oh, I need I come in as on a visa or a green card, not a green card, but a visa, visitor's permit. And then I say, I need asylum because I can't go back to my country. And then they give you asylum. You get on welfare. And what's the first thing like the Sarnievs in Boston, the Muslim terrorist marathon bombers, what's the first thing they do? They go back for a vacation to the country that oppressed them so much, Mr. Garcia. It's a big scam. And most people don't even know it because there's nothing ever on the mainstream media about it. The mainstream media won't report any of this stuff. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. I'm glad you know what's going on. Unfortunately, the problem's only going to get worse. 844-500-4242. Jay from Chelsea. You know what they say, men who have large hands wear large gloves. Jay, I've never heard anyone say that he had a problem because his hands were too large. You know, it's always too small. They used to call this Spy Magazine back in the 80s. That was a really good magazine in the day. It was run by Graydon Carter before he became a social justice warrior, then an editor of Vanity Fair. They used to call Trump a short-fingered vulgarian. And that's the point, that he had small hands. But it's all BS, isn't it? 844. But the fact that the Cuomo is obsessed with his hands, I have no reason to doubt Charlotte Bennett either. I think she's probably really onto something. It's just another indication of what an insecure jerk he is. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Hallie, for having me. I called a few weeks ago. I'm a veteran. I have 2 silver stars, and I asked if it was still going to be okay for me to be proud of my service, proud of the flag, and proud of the national anthem. And you told me you think so, but my father, he's a veteran also, and he seems to think when they start going after the flag, the national anthem, and that's going to be a big turn in it. And I don't think so. I think there's nothing going to stop these woke supremacists from what they're doing. I mean, you need to stop the woke supremacists, not the white supremacists. I don't think there's barely any of those out there.
Well, that's what, you know, that's the first time I heard anyone say that was Tim Scott, the black senator from South Carolina. And I thought it was a great line, John. Woke supremacy. He said woke supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. And you know how crazy they went on MSNBC and CNN when he said that. But I thought he was really onto something.
Ron Johnson talking about how he'd be more scared of the BLM or the Antifas, and they said that that was racist. I've seen, they say 93% peaceful. Well, that's absolutely ridiculous. That means it's 7% violent. I mean, come on. Many people were probably, Charles Manson was 93% peaceful. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that. They're violent, they're racist, they're disingenuous. And it's just a terrible organization that people need to denounce and show them for what they are.
And Joy Behar said today, it's just a myth that there is no Antifa. That's BS. They're raising tons of money. They're an organization, and it's just more lies from the left and the mainstream media. But I repeat myself. Thanks for the call, John. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Howie, love the show. Howie, I just wanted to mention it's everything Trump said early on when they were canceling out the Confederate flag, and he said it all starts there. Now we're canceling out cartoons and Abraham Lincoln and Christopher Columbus,
George Washington,
and the media, George Washington, and within a year, patriotism is now racism. Joe Biden said the biggest threat to this country is white supremacy in the military and police forces across the country. No one says anything. And you see what they're doing to the military now. They're going after anybody with a conservative view.
Yeah, they did that. They did that under Obama, but it seems to be even more organized. They seem to... With Obama, it was just at the top levels, you know, the 3-star generals, people like that. Now they seem to be going down into the ranks, and they're going to purge. It's like the Red Army before World War II. And you know what happened? Stalin purged so many of the counter-revolutionaries, as he called them, in the army, that they were ill prepared for the German invasion in 1941. That's one of the reasons why why so many millions of Russians were killed. And we're going to destroy the military if this goes on. I mean, you can't have a military that's based on politics. This is like the Third World, and Third World armies don't usually do too well when they run up against real armies. And Red China has a real army. And what are we going to do? Just have something where, you know, everybody's wearing epaulets and, you know, because you're connected to somebody and you're a member of the party that you get to move up in the ranks. I don't think that's the way to keep the democracy secure. Thanks for the call, Rick. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Hey, what's the law in California about where these people get to camp out on the streets? Do you have any idea what that is?
I don't think there are any laws, are there? They just camp wherever the hell they damn well please.
Hey, well, I'll volunteer to drive a bus. We'll put bus them all over to Pelosi's neighborhood, and they can start camping out there. See how she feels about all this.
Well, I think a lot of them already there, but you know, she has security guards, John, and she's got those vineyards. And, you know, I don't know though how much really good real estate is left in San Francisco. I'm told that everybody is clearing out of there. It's they're having a bigger exodus than Manhattan is in terms of people who actually work for a living. They're all the little retail stores, like drug stores. They're all shut down. All the 7-Elevens are shut down because they don't prosecute for shoplifting. And they have that radical guy as the district attorney, one of George Soros's guys. His parents were weathermen. I think his mother is still in prison for a couple of shootouts or bank robberies. And he won't prosecute anybody. It's like the guy in Philadelphia, the guy in L.A., the woman in Chicago. She's as bad. Rachel Rollins isn't even that bad compared to all these other ones that are there. A couple of them in Montgomery County. It's horrible. I don't think Nancy Pelosi cares. I just think she's got enough money, you know, probably 50 or 100 million bucks through her family. She's got federal security right now because she's the speaker. Then she can buy her own security when she's not the speaker, starting in about 22 months from now. Thanks for the call, John. We'll take some more calls when we come back. 844-500-4242. It's so cold. How cold is it? It's so cold that Eden Pure's famous BOGO offer is back again for this week only due to the cold temperatures in New England. They're offering the Gen 40 heater BOGO just for our listeners. I saw the temperature this morning in Wellesley. It was 16 degrees. I think it was colder elsewhere.
Did you see the real field temperature? Felt like one, if that.
1 degree.
Yeah, it was not pleasant to wake up to unless you had a nice heater.
Yes, exactly. This is a $300 savings, the buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. This is an incredible savings. Gas and oil prices are already skyrocketing thanks to Joe Biden and the Democrats. Robert from the Cape says the Gen 40 heater performs like no other heater I've ever used. It is remarkable. The Eden Pure Gen 40 makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run. You may be working more from home, and if you've noticed already, I'm sure the cost in heating bills. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks, but with this deal, more like days. It's so convenient, too, and easy to move around. Look at how I'm moving it with my left hand. And go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie BOGO. Cold temperatures are still here. EdenPure.com. And don't forget to use code word Howie BOGO. EdenPure.com, code word Howie BOGO. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpet bagger.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
He hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
They say history repeats itself. First as tragedy, then as farce. In this case, it was farce the first time. Now it's an even bigger farce with Andrew Cuomo allegedly worried about the size of his hands, according to one of his accusers, Charlotte Bennett. 844. It's the front page story. Why don't you tweet that story out, Taylor? Tweet that story in. All right. 781. I was going to mention this later on. Breaking Wellesley news from my hometown. Last call at Wellesley's Pete's Coffee Shop after 20 years. It closed yesterday. Howie, was this Mr. Gooner's coffee shop? Yes, it was. I mentioned it in my column today at HowieCarshow.com. It's an internet-only column. Just it's right there at the front of the top of the page. But yeah, I used to take Mr. Gooner there every morning. And when he got old, he had a baby carriage, and I would, you know, push him to Pete's Coffee, and I would get a cup of coffee, and he would sit outside, and everybody would pet him, and he was very happy there. It was a good place, mainly a lot of social justice warriors, but there was an old guy there. We recruited him to be Whitey. His name was Charlie. We recruited him to be Whitey in our podcast. He did a great job, and he wore a MAGA hat every day. Nobody bothered him. Everybody got along, except for the health inspectors. The health inspectors, they moved a couple of chairs out because we sat outside. This was right on the main street of town, Route 16. And they said, you can't move those chairs out. They may be cootie infested by COVID. Well, we said, we didn't say it, but the management said, wouldn't that be better for it to be outside and the cooties could dissipate? No, they've got to move those chairs back inside. Well, Pete's has pulled the plug. It's going to be replaced by a bank. Thank you, Charlie Parker. Another one bites the dust. Like White's Bakery in Wellesley, like the Eastern Standard in Kenmore Square. We all have our favorites. Those are the three that come to mind for me immediately. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. A couple of things real quick. One, it's what are they saying? We got 11 million illegal aliens?
They say that. It's more like 30 million, don't you think?
It's over 30 million. They've been pushing that for like 30 years.
Yeah, right.
That number's never moved in 30 years. And also, you know, George Soros' name should be everywhere. His name is behind a lot of this.
I know. Well, you know, a lot of these DAs are backed by organizations with his fingerprints all over them and his money tied to all of them. And there's just no question about that. Deplorable Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Deplorable Dave.
Hey, Howie, I miss you, man. You're not on Newsmax no more. Kind of pissing me off, you know? I don't see him.
I'm there occasionally on the Wednesday and Fridays. I'll be there. You can see me all the time if you want around there. We're working on it. Thanks for the call, Deplorable Dave. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, what's up, Howie?
Hey,
listen, you know what this country needs right now?
What?
It needs a major disaster.
You know, if there were a major disaster, they'd just use it for a $2.9 trillion COVID relief fund. And that opened all the borders. Everything is being used as an excuse to tear down this country and to tear down this society and to weaken it. And to enfeeble it and make us more dependent on foreign entanglements, as was it George Washington said, and they would not respond appropriately to a major disaster. They would just they would just see it as never letting a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel put it so famously. Who knew that would be like the watchword of the Democrat Party for the next 100 years. 844-500-4242. You know, the Washington Post was promoting Andrew Cuomo as the next FDR not that long ago. This is the same Washington Post that made up all that stuff about what President Trump said about the elections official in Georgia and just had to retract it on page A92 late last week. We'll be back. I'm Howie. Take advantage of an irresistible new offer from HelloFresh and hit refresh on your dinner routine. Get delicious recipes and fresh, pre-portioned ingredients sourced directly from growers.
Taylor.
Delivered to your door.
Yeah,
with more than
it.
25 weekly recipes.
You're talking about the text?
Yes.
Yeah, I see it. I'll take care of it.
Goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping, and hello to new 10 to 20-minute meals, low-prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches. HelloFresh recipe cards are easy to find.
What's the code in your copy, Howie?
Hold on. I think it's Howie Bogo, but let me see.